Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Southern Miss fans know the number one stop for Golden Eagle apparel is Campus Bookmart on Hardy Street in Hattiesburg. Baseball, basketball, football, Campus Bookmart has it covered with clothing to fit the young and old, big and small Golden Eagle in your family. You can visit the store on Hardy Street, shop online at campusbookmart.net, or call in your order and have it mailed to your front door. However you choose to buy, always visit Campus Bookmart first. You won't be sorry. Campus Bookmart and Southern Miss, to the top.
Going free record on my count. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2. Roll A, fade up on A.
Southern Miss to the top. To the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
It is finally Friday. Welcome to the TGIF edition of the Eagle Hour as we broadcast today, as every day, from the Southern Bancorp studios here in Hattiesburg and Laurel. Bob Kelly and Luke with you for the Friday edition of the Eagle Hour. Opening segment sponsored by Dickey's Barbecue Pit. We thank them for their support. Great place to go this weekend. Want to take the family out for a great meal? We suggest Dickey's. If you got something coming up, a special occasion, Dickey's can cater that for you as well. Our thanks to Dickey's Barbecue. Melissa Socher joins us later in the show to update our efforts to raise money for former baseball coach Corky Palmer. But right now, we're going to go down to the Big Easy where Patrick McGee from NOLA.com joins us. And Patrick, happy Friday to you.
Yeah, happy Friday to you. I hope y'all are kind of stay warm. It's pretty fairly miserable. When it gets cold in New Orleans, I don't know what it is. It just gets in your bones.
Yeah, it's pretty bone-jarring cold up here as well, Patrick. All right, lots to ask you about. The first thing I'm going to ask you about is this 24/7 sports article that came out this week, ranking Southern Miss, and I love this new terminology. We now have a quote-unquote transfer portal class. That could be the subject for a whole other segment, but Southern Miss ranking as the number one transfer portal class in Conference USA and the top and 15 nationally. Are you buying it, Patrick?
Well, yeah, sure. I guess each team is kind of that those rankings are going to vary from year to year. Which team really needs to make quick adjustments and through the transfer portal? But I think, I mean, LSU has really relied heavily on the transfer portal. It's just not the G5s or anybody else. I think everybody's kind of realized it's easier, a lot less headache to have to recruit a teenager for 2 or 3 years. And then maybe you get them, maybe you don't. And then the transfer portal, the recruitment might last a couple of weeks, and then you get it. But, I mean, you look at what Southern Miss has gotten. I think they've got a lot of guys that can play as long as they're healthy, ready to roll. I think Tylan Knight is a good example. The defensive back at Ole Miss, I mean, heck, he could play running back as well if they wanted to. They could really put him in a whole host of positions to where he can make an impact. I mean, he's a good player, and he played well in the SEC. So I think Southern Miss has done a good job. I don't know how many more they're going to want to get, but I imagine they're probably on the market for maybe one or two. I saw a really nice cornerback out of Ole Miss leave, and he may set his sights a little higher, may try to transfer somewhere else in the SEC or maybe the Big 12 or ACC, something like that. But no, it's interesting. They've addressed needs on both sides of the ball up front, and they're getting some, mixing in some good DBs and good athletes.
Patrick, is this the wild, wild west? Are there restrictions and rules based on transfer portal recruiting like the NCAA for years has had on standard recruiting?
Yeah, I mean, things have changed so much, and it's been so hard for me to even keep up with all the changes that have kind of gone into all this to where it's really allowed it to kind of come into being, and it's just the new reality. The transfer portal is going to be a huge part of everybody's off-season and putting together their roster, and things are just moving so fast right now in college athletics. And here in recent reporting just this week is we're moving closer to colleges paying their players, especially on the Power 5 level. That seems like it's maybe only just 2 or 3 years away. College athletics is moving at a breakneck pace in terms of changes and just altering the way we see the game as a whole.
Patrick, Tulane this past year did not have a great season. Of course, Willie Fritz lost half of his coaching staff, including Will Hall, and some of the guys that came with him. What do you hear out of Tulane, especially important because the Eagles are going to play Tulane next year?
Yeah, it was a strange year. They came out and played so well against Oklahoma. Of course, Oklahoma was just kind of sloppy there early in the season, so maybe we shouldn't have bought into that as much as we did early on. But they just hired a new offensive coordinator who was the head coach at Central Missouri, at Division II Central Missouri, Jim Svoboda, who was an OC at, I think, UCLA and some other places back in the day. It seems like Fritz has had a hard time trying to find somebody who can kind of keep the ball rolling after Will Hall. This is one, you know, apparently this guy's been productive in the past, but it remains to be seen. I mean, Tulane is really, you know, Fritz has got a lot of credibility in what he's been able to do there at Tulane, but this is a year where the pressure will be on to deliver. You know, I think they've had 2 wins this season. They got to do better than that, and they expect a quick turnaround. Whether it's going to happen, I don't know. I am currently not an optimist whenever it comes to the green wave.
And I throw this out for discussion for everybody, for, you know, with all the news of the SEC transfers coming to Southern Miss, everybody's thinking, wow, this could happen sooner rather than later. But when you look at those first 2 games that the Eagles are scheduled to play, one of them, they open at Hattiesburg against Liberty. Now, Liberty's going to lose their stud quarterback, but if you don't think that Hugh Freeze, of all people, doesn't have somebody lined up ready to go.
You don't think he wants to win this game?
Of course he does. And then the Eagles would have to go to Miami. Now, they'll get a breather when Northwestern State comes to town, but I'm saying there's a lot of hype early on here, Patrick, but I get it, but I wouldn't expect there to be a huge win-loss turnaround maybe this coming season. Is that reasonable?
Patrick, you with us?
All right. Sorry, that accidentally. I'm here. I accidentally got muted. Okay. But no, I mean, I think that Tulane game is a good one to point to, is to gauge where the team is headed this season. When you start with Liberty, who's going to be a good team, and then you go to Miami, that's going to be really tough out of the chute. So really, it's the Tulane game I think we're going to be looking to as the gauge as to what that team's capable of next season.
Luke, get in here with the professor.
Patrick, unrelated to Southern Miss, but at the same token, you posted this yesterday, and you were talking about money with Power 5. So LSU goes out and gets Cortez Hankton from Georgia. Would you report to our listeners how much the wide receiver coach for LSU is now being paid currently?
If I'm not mistaken, it was $900,000 a year, wasn't it?
He is
the passing game coordinator and the wide receivers coach for the LSU Tigers. So he does have a coordinator position. But, yeah, I mean, Patrick, I just laughed at that. That is insane. Because you've got a run game coordinator, you know. So this isn't like you look at Georgia, Munkin's like 1.3, but he's the OC. This is the passing game coordinator on one side of the ball, and he's making close to $1 million.
Yeah. I mean, that's a good example of where we're headed. I mean, the chasm is just widening in terms of money. Even, you know, Southern Miss upped its pay with Will Hall and staff compared to Jay Hobson and company, but it's there's just really no kind of chipping into that. It's just such a huge deal.
Are we getting to a point, Patrick, where eventually they're just going to have to separate the Power Five and let them do their own thing and separate the rest of college football?
That's kind of discussion this week, and people, you know, down the, I think it's not just the Group of Five, it's FCS on down the chain, and it's one of those things where everybody's just feeling kind of, you know, well down the chain, they're even feeling more frustrated with where things are headed, just the overall state of college athletics in the NCAA. I think it is definitely a possibility, you know, in the not-too-distant future, that they could break away yet.
And to further Luke's point about, and we talked about Jay Hobson, Jay Hobson was offered a coordinator position at Louisiana Monroe, turned it down to stay at Mississippi State as a consultant.
Right.
As a consultant, because he'd make more as a consultant than he would as a coordinator.
Luke, is there any end to the madness in which the SEC is willing to spend money to win football games?
It's not just them. I mean, it's everybody. And I think this is going to come to a head, Patrick, and you can comment about this. You know, whenever they figure out this restructure of the playoff, I mean, you know, you it seems like everybody wants at least a 12, simply because right. I don't like a 12 because I don't think you should get a bye. I don't that gives you such an advantage. I get the fact that, you know, you're there, but whether you go 8 or 12, they're going to try to box the group of 5 out, and don't you think that if that goes the wrong way, that might force the split?
Yeah, that's a good point. I guess it's really the ACC is kind of standing in the way of things that everything I've heard, which is strange. Why the ACC, I guess they're afraid that they're somehow going to be left out here or there. They want to be guaranteed this and guaranteed that. That could very easily push it over the top if the group of five is somehow left out. I think it's one of those things where you have to, if it's 12, I think your group of five champs obviously deserve to be in there, but how many, one group of five at least, and then you kind of go from there, and hey, there's probably a good chance there's another group of five in that top 12. So you could easily have two group of five programs in that. All right. But if they don't let it happen, that could be difficult.
Patrick, short break. Like to get you to stick around if you can. Talk a little NFL playoffs with us before we let you go. That good?
Sure. Sounds good.
Patrick McGee from NOLA.com down in the Big Easy on a Friday afternoon. NFL playoffs start tomorrow. We'll be right back.
Tuned in to the Eagle Hour. The Eagle Hour. Southern Miss to the top.
Hey, welcome back. Friday afternoon edition of the Eagle Hour from the Southern Bancorp Studios in Hattiesburg and Laurel. I want to thank Campus Bookmark, campusbookmark.net, for their support of our program. I think I'm going to go down there Friday, tomorrow, Kelly, and check things out.
Well, today's Friday. But
yeah, tomorrow.
But yeah. It is open tomorrow.
Baseball stuff. You know it's coming in.
And the Mardi Gras parades that are around. They've got Southern Miss Mardi Gras flags, which are, you know, new, kind of kind of different this year.
Right. So. Check them out. Kelly, Campus Bookmark.
Kelly, just go ahead and let's just do our yearly tradition of telling Bob our sizes ahead of time. We know he won't deliver on that.
But, yeah, go ahead, guys.
Somewhere in the next week or so, let's just lay it out there and just so we can be disappointed again.
Is it over in the Husky section, Kelly? Is that where I need to head? I,
at this point, I'm over in the United States ship section.
Patrick McGee is not. He is young, fit, and trim and ready to go from NOLA.com. All right, Patrick, it's the second week of the playoffs. Kelly's expectations and hopes are just almost through the roof. He almost has to bend over when he walks in the front door, and they take on Derrick Henry and the Tennessee Titans tomorrow. How do you see that playing out?
Yeah, I think it was reported just this afternoon that he's kind of he's good to go. I think that was the expectation all along, but it sounds like it's been made official.
Great news, Hatter.
So that really kind of hurt. If Henry goes out there and he's a little limited, you know, maybe they're a little vulnerable, but I mean, anytime Derrick Henry's on the field, he seems to be pretty tough to handle, whether he's 100% or 90%. So I would think it sets up, you know, that the Bengals are going to have to play perfect football and not turn the ball over at all in that situation. So I like the Titans.
Mm. How about it, Kelly?
Here's what nobody's talking about, all right, that the Titans played in a division that stinks. All right, they got the number one seed because they played in that division. They got two games against the Texans and two games against the Jaguars, and both of those teams are lousy. All right, and they only won 11 games, which that's pretty good, but I'm just saying you give them those four, and they're a seven-win team.
Stop. A Cincinnati Bengals fan just accused other teams of being A, lousy, and B, stinking.
I said they play in a rotten division.
Rotten. There we go. A third adjective.
Oh, rotten. Rotten, yeah. Stinking.
Well, they won 12 games and they beat the Kansas City Chiefs 27-3. So it's kind of, and they beat the Rams.
Without Derrick Henry most of the year.
Yeah, but they played the Chiefs in the fall when it was warm, and we all know the Chiefs don't play well.
I got you. All right.
Oh, Lord.
He's just looking for any straw,
right,
Patrick. That's what it is. He's just desperate. When he heard Derrick Henry, he just got desperate. There's no question. All right, the Rams demolished a really pitiful, I thought, Arizona team. It's amazing. Yeah. Well, they won so many games early on that it just kind of pushed them really had no business being in the playoffs. And they go to Tampa. But, you know, the Bucs are kind of beaten up. They seem to have a lot of injuries on their team right now. Is this going to be a close game, or will the GOAT lead them past the Rams pretty easily?
No, I think it's a close game. I think it's one that really could go either way. You know, OBJ really kind of showed up and played well last week, and I think the Rams are a little bit more complete on offense right now. The Buccaneers have dealing without one of their top receivers in Godwin, and at running back they've been banged up. So, yeah, I mean, this is a game. I think, you know, I like the way the Rams looked. That was a terrible, a lot of bad football games, aside from maybe the Cowboys 49ers game. But I think that's a good game. I think that's one that could really go either way.
The GOAT's on the field, Luke.
Yeah, but Patrick, let's do an over-under. How many, with that strong defensive front, over-under three, how many roughing the passer penalties will Tom Brady bait the Rams into getting?
That's, you know, he's going to face a good front, no doubt. It's going to be one of those things where Brady's going to take some hits. But they do a decent job of protecting. It wouldn't be surprising if we'll see it once at least.
Yeah, they do. They have a pass rush now. The Rams have a pass rush.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Kelly. I know you want to say something about the GOAT. By the way, Patrick, what a fascinating statistic that if you look at the four teams left in the NFC, Tom Brady is older than the coaches of every other team left in the NFC.
Yeah. He's old. You know, even I guess he's older probably than the Bengals coach.
He's the GOAT center.
We should
also mention that all three of the other NFC teams, Washington could have had a chance to
fired
hire
all
those
three
guys.
Of them. Fired all three of them. We don't need them.
Well, maybe they think it was like golf. The lower you score, you know, the better you are.
That may be the answer to what these problems have been all these years.
That's what they were thinking all along.
All right, Kelly, go ahead. I know you got something you want to say about the GOAT. You admire him greatly.
I hope Aaron Donald squashes him like a bug. But, you know, you look at him cross-eyed. He goes to the referee. He looked at me cross-eyed. He blew on me. I'm going to have to get a penalty here. You're going to have to. And they'll throw the flag. You know, they'll.
Exactly how Tom Brady talks, too. That's
the bitterness, is thick on the show. I guess you can tell that, Patrick. Kansas City and Buffalo, that looks like to me like a heavyweight Liston Ali fight almost.
Yeah, those two games on Sunday are going to be really good, I think, with the Rams and the Bucs and the Bills and the Chiefs. The Bills and the Chiefs is going to be really fun to watch for those two quarterbacks. And the Bills are really kind of built to win this time of year. I don't know what I haven't looked at the weather forecast for
Kansas City. Yeah,
what
is the weather, Luke?
Give me just a second. I'll pull it up for you. I think it was going to be like the Bills. Oh, I know exactly what's going on. Yeah, the Bills are going to have trouble because it's actually going to be warm. It's going to be like in the high 30s.
Oh, they're not going to like
so,
that.
So, you know, that's pretty – that's summer for Buffalo.
Yeah, but it's still kind of cold, and I don't know. I mean, that's just such a good game. Those two games on Sunday are really tough to pick, but I guess I'd take the Chiefs.
Yeah, I kind of like the Bills, Kelly. I mean, there's something about them, man. They're tough, and they you know, they were playing in 0-degree weather the other night. You would have thought it was 80
and sunny. It's
going to
be July, Bob. It's going to be July. 43 is the high.
Oh, well, they'll be sweating. There's no doubt about that. Sweating. Who you like there, Sander?
Man, that is a tough one. But historically speaking, the home teams, you know, tend to do pretty well
in the
playoffs. I want the Bills. I want the Bills to win, but I suspect the Chiefs probably will.
How is it the Chiefs can beat the big Indian drum at the start of the game and do the tomahawk chop and sing the Indian chants the whole game, and that doesn't offend anybody, Center?
Well, apparently it does in Cleveland, and apparently it does in Washington, D.C.
Only in those two cities.
Because they're far away from politicians. That's the heartland of America.
Good. That's where I need to live.
Because the Cleveland Indians baseball team
are now the
Guardians. And we still don't know, but we'll be finding out soon what Washington will be dubbing its football yeah. team.
What should you? What should they call them, Patrick? Should they just stay the football team?
The Washington? I always thought they should just call themselves the Washington Americans, and they wouldn't have to change anything.
Yeah, I don't think it really matters.
No, the Americans would offend somebody. That's too patriotic. I mean, you can't do that in 21st century, Patrick.
How about the Civs?
It's going to be something. It's going to be something just stomach churning, like the Admirals or the Commanders. Oh, don't get me started.
The Elephant Donkeys. There you go. You can't offend anybody.
All right, Patrick. Now I'm going to tell you who my dark horse is. I'm kind of pulling for this team. I like the 49ers. They play my kind of football. They're at Green Bay. Green Bay's a prohibitive favorite, I think, probably to win the NFC. It's at Lambeau. But I think, Patrick, the 49ers have a shot.
I'm actually kind of going the other way. I didn't like the way Garoppolo closed out that game against the Cowboys and the way he threw the ball. And he's a streaky guy, so I think he comes in and maybe stubs his toe. And I think the Packers win by a couple of touchdowns.
So you think the only sure thing is that Derrick Henry's going to run over Cincinnati. Is that pretty much what I got out of you, Patrick?
Yeah, but I'm feeling good about the Packers. I think the Titans with a fairly healthy Derrick Henry do beat the Bengals.
Go ahead,
yeah,
Kelly.
Yeah, you've said that already once, Patrick.
Go ahead, Kelly. Respond if you'd like.
Let me tell you something. It's going to be a rough day for Derrick Henry. The Bengals' rush defense is one of the best in the league. And the last time an AFC North team went to Tennessee and played in a division round game, it was the Baltimore Ravens, and Baltimore blew the doors off of the Titans. That's what's going to happen tomorrow.
Did they have Derrick Henry then?
Cincinnati's – never mind Derrick Henry.
All year long, he's just been, they're going to lay an egg. Watch it, guys. So now he's confident. Derrick Henry's going to run for like 415 yards.
There's the line of the week, Patrick. Never mind Derrick Henry.
He will be an asterisk in the statistics.
Yeah, in Kelly's head, that's just going to be Devontae Foreman running the ball every time. That's not Henry.
Derrick Henry, it's going to be a tough day. Sorry, buddy. Move on. And hey, we got to congratulate Patrick, too, because Blue, his dog Blue, has gotten some notoriety on this program. In fact, Blue is in such demand now that he has his own Instagram page, and you can follow Blue. And he already has numerous
followers.
How about that,
Patrick?
Yeah, it's blue.bear.mcgee, so give my pup a follow.
All right, Patrick. Have a good weekend, brother.
All right, y'all too.
Patrick McGee, everybody. NOLA.com, and of course, the master of Blue.
It's not too late for Derrick Henry to call in sick tomorrow. he might have COVID or something tomorrow. Okay, he's not going to be a factor in tomorrow's game.
You're pulling for every straw. You're wishing COVID on the man.
You can take it to the bank. I'm telling you, the Bengals victorious tomorrow. You just wait and see. 14-point victory. The Bengals going to Tennessee tomorrow. And
Southern Miss to the top. To the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
I want to thank the professor down at NOLA.com for joining us in the first two segments. Kelly's still reeling over his prediction of a Tennessee Titan victory over his beloved Bengals.
Not too late to forfeit, Tennessee.
I'm sure they're considering that, Kelly. This segment is sponsored by 4th Street Bar and Grill. It'll be a great place to go watch the Bengal Titan game tomorrow afternoon at 3:30. They'll have all the NFL playoff games, you can be sure, on the big TVs throughout the restaurant and bar. You can enjoy some delicious food and a great atmosphere. Well, it's a great place to watch NFL football would be at 4th Street Bar and Grill.
They even supply me with some foam rubber things, Bob, so that
when the stress.
And throw up against the wall.
For the stress, right.
I got you.
Hey, one of my very favorite people is back on the Eagle Hour, Melissa Socher from Mississippi Made and More and Keith Co. And, as you know, if you listened to the show a few months ago, Melissa invited us to join her in an effort to raise money for our beloved former baseball coach, Corky Palmer. And Melissa, we got about 3.5 weeks before we're going to give this money or announce the final total at the opening of baseball. But we reached a big milestone this past week in a lot of ways. Tell our listeners about that.
We did. We were close to $20,000, and yesterday, former player that played for Coach Palmer that championship year, Trey Cuevas, came in and dropped $500 on the fundraiser, which tipped us over $20,000, so now we're at $20,300.
Well, good for him. And did he talk for 2.5 hours while he was there,
Melissa? He did, and he said to make sure and let Kelly know that he is voting, he picked the Bengals for the Super Bowl.
Oh, my goodness.
And Kelly would get a kick out of that.
Oh, my goodness.
He also told me to make sure and get my marker out and check those $100 bills that he left at my store for counter.
That's a great idea.
How it works out.
He's been turned in before on that, so make sure you do that, Melissa.
Today, Trey is to love Trey, but he has just wonderful stories of his years playing under Corky, and just loves him to death, just like everybody else that's come in and shared stories and donated to the cause.
Well, we're really so happy to hear that we've busted the 20, but I know that you and I have talked about this a lot, and that's really not the goal, is it? We still have $4,700 to go.
Right, to get there, and I have full faith that we'll be there or over that amount. I know I'll do everything, just run as my little legs will take me to get to the $25,000. And, we wanted to talk about Mardi Gras today, Bob.
And, yeah, go ahead.
And a little bit of that to the fundraiser as well.
Sure, go ahead. Let people know about that. It's another way to raise money for Coach Palmer, so go ahead.
Sure. So we have an official logo for the Hattiesburg Kairos Mardi Gras Parade this year. The parade rolls on February 26th, Saturday. We have a 4 o'clock parade this year. Entry is free. And you can sign up, download an entry form from our Facebook page. That's Kairos Mardi Gras or Hattiesburg Mardi Gras. Either way, you'll get to our Facebook page. And you can print out the form, or you can call Mississippi Made and More, or send us a Facebook message. I'll be glad to send you the form, and we'll get you fixed up for the parade. With the official design this year, which is absolutely beautiful, we will be selling T-shirts with that design on the back and a similar design on the front left, or you can get your company or organization logo for no extra charge put on the front of the shirt. We're selling those shirts. Proceeds on the shirts will go to the Corky Palmer fundraiser. So, I'm doing everything in my power to get to that 25, and I want to encourage everybody else, drop $1, $2, $20. Whatever you can spare, everything adds up. We want to hit $25,000 for Coach Palmer's family.
Right.
By February 18th, which is opening day of baseball, college baseball. Coach Barry has agreed to let us set up a table for that whole series that weekend. So we'll be selling raffle tickets and taking donations Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at his opening series. And really want to give a big push that weekend and see if we can get over that $25,000 mark. I feel like we will. And, hey, if this campaign has gone so well, we might continue it on.
There we go. How do you buy a T-shirt now? You just go to the Mardi Gras Facebook page? There is a direction there?
Right. And also, we'll be selling T-shirts in all of the key superstores and at the Mississippi Made store. And this year we have youth sizes as well, so we'll have youth small up to 5X.
And the profits there go to the Corky Palmer fundraiser. Have I got that right?
That's correct. That is correct. So, again, I'm doing everything in my power to
You certainly are.
Give every little bit, and, we encourage everybody else to do so as well. He's just left such a legacy at USM, former players, their children, grandchildren, current players and so on benefit from, that beautiful complex over, Pete Taylor Park and just everything that he implemented will continue to grow and prosper, because of him.
Right. And Melissa, a lot of people listen to our show on the podcast, at any time, and so they're not in this area. How can they go online? I think it's important to continue to remind people how you go online to buy a raffle ticket.
Sure. So the best route for us to do this was to go through a portal. So we chose Galabid.com. That's Galabid.com. And you just keyword Corky Palmer medical expenses. And so you'll see all of the raffle prizes. You can purchase tickets, $20 a ticket, no minimum or maximum ticket order, or you can make a direct donation.
I got you.
And actually, Bob, tomorrow there will also be, you can go to galabid.com/Derrick Henry to contribute to his medical expenses after he runs.
I think that'll be a minimal need, actually. Yeah. Melissa, I have bad news about the opening day. You said you're going to have a table there. We're going to be there with you, and that means that probably for an hour
awesome.
And a half, you're going to have to put up with Santa personally.
That sounds like so much fun. You know, we just want to just add as much, to that weekend as we can. From what I hear, tickets are about sold out. So if anybody wants to jump online and get their baseball tickets, people started buying early this year,
right.
You know, and it's just going to be a great turnout. And we know, if you know anything about the organization, the team that we have going into this year, it's going to be an awesome, awesome season.
No question.
You don't have to worry about your safety, though, Melissa, because I'm still required to wear my ankle bracelet.
Yeah, he can't only venture 5 feet away from the Eagle Hour remote setup, Melissa, or all sorts of alarms start going off.
But it's really bad because we can't get rid of him.
We can't escape him. That's exactly right. Hey, we look forward to being with you on the 18th. We're going to be joining you. We're going to be side by side with you if that's cool with you.
Awesome. We're trying our best to hit USM up to see if we can give balloons to the kids, candy. We'll do whatever we can to make it more fun for everybody.
Right. We'll be talking to you before then, and I appreciate you letting us be a part of this, Melissa.
Yes, sir. Thank y'all so much.
All right. Melissa Thresher, everybody, from Keith Co. and Mississippi Made It More, a lady who never, ever, ever stops and rests.
No, and I think what's especially cool about the Keith Co. people is that they've been blessed. You know, they know that they've been blessed. They acknowledge that all the time. And they don't sit on a lot of that money.
You're absolutely right.
They turn it right back.
Absolutely right.
Yeah.
Well,
unlike some people we know.
Like
hint.
Kelly.
What? You guys, what are you talking about?
You're so tight you squeak when you walk through the studio.
Did Lee not tell you about the check that I wrote?
We're never going to hear the end of that.
He did.
Because
of this coincided with new baseball lights, with the leaving conference USA, going to the Sun Belt, buying out Judy McLeod, all this stuff. It just kind of all started with that meeting.
Judy.
I am but a simple man that travels from village to village with meager skit.
Judy.
And there's news about
Judy has spoken, and we're going to talk about that in the next segment. Is it safe to say, Luke, Judy is not a happy camper?
Nothing she can do about it, though. Everybody threw up deuces, and Conference USA is trying to rein it in. And, you know, as in typical Conference USA fashion, they're late to the party again. So they wanted to at least say something about it. But yeah, we'll hit that in on the other side of the break. But yeah, it was kind of interesting because as Kelly said yesterday, and he can talk more about it in the fourth segment. But you know, it's impending. I mean, it is imminent. It is coming where the people that need to leave the Sun Belt will leave. The ADs in the Sun Belt will vote the four new schools in. But Conference USA wanted to get their little 2 cents about it. And, yeah, Bob, we'll hit it after the break.
Although, according to Conference USA, it's going to be a lot more than 2 cents that they're going to want from any schools that are leaving.
It's going to be interesting, really interesting, to see how this plays out. And it's got to happen pretty quickly.
Chronologically, it has to because of football scheduling and everything else. So we'll fill in all of those blanks and get you set for the weekend on what's on the basketball schedule when the Friday Eagle Hour continues after this timeout.
Eagle Hour, Southern Miss to the top.
Back in the Southern Bank Corps studios in Hattiesburg and Laurel, Eagle Hour closing out the week. Fourth segment brought to you by DBAT and D1 Training. DBATHattiesburg.com or go see them in person on Hardy Street in Hattiesburg. Luke, Bob, and Kelly, you've been listening to us live today. Maybe you're catching this later. If you don't know about how to find us on podcast, Apple Play, our Apple Podcast, Google Play, Spotify, and Stitcher, and as always on demand at supertalk.fm. Men and women's basketball playing this week. Men tip tomorrow up in Murfreesboro against Middle Tennessee at 1 o'clock. Middle Tennessee on the year. 11-6, 2-2 in Conference USA. Women at home tomorrow at 2 o'clock. So go check out the Lady Eagles in second place in the West at 11-5, 3-2 overall. Middle Tennessee, 4-2 in the conference, 12-4 overall. Track and field up at Nashville this weekend at Vanderbilt for the Vanderbilt track meet. And wish Coach Stewart and his crew all the best. All right, guys. Judy, Bob.
Judy.
I should have gone with the track team to Nashville and just gone to the football game and the track meet.
Yeah, you've seen two track meets in one day, right? Talk about it. Let people know. Judy spoke yesterday, Luke, and she was not a happy lady.
Well, Judy technically didn't speak. Conference USA gave a statement, and we don't know. Maybe Judy didn't do it. But anyway, quote. Okay, so the context of this is Kelly reported yesterday. Kelly, lay that again, just kind of the timeline of what's going down.
Yeah, the commissioners for the Sun Belt are meeting on January 25th, which today is, what, the 20th or 21st?
21st.
So that'll be earlier next week, and it is expected.
Tuesday.
It is expected on Tuesday that they will approve any potential moves to the Sun Belt instead of no later than July of 2023. July of 2022. And that, of course, if they vote that way, which is anticipated, it would pave the way for other schools to join the conference early. Among those schools is Southern Miss.
Quote, Conference USA acknowledges reports of three of our members prematurely departing. We fully expect everyone to follow our bylaws and honor their contractual obligations through the 2022-2023 academic year. All 14 members will continue to be eligible for conference championships and the postseason opportunities Conference USA provides. End quote.
Well, it raises the question, gentlemen, should you honor that contract? I mean, should you
stay? Bro, we've been honoring it for 25 years. Leave us alone.
I smell lawyers. What do you think, Kelly?
Well, let's talk about chronologically what would happen. What is expected to happen? Now, look, James Madison has already shown its hand, right? James Madison has already said they're going.
Because they got kicked out of their own league, basically. They can't participate in anything going forward.
No, they can't, but you can be sure that they knew what's going to take place next Tuesday. They had to know that this was a slam dunk. All right, so James Madison has already said they're coming. Well, why would they say that if they didn't know that this vote was imminent? All right, so the other three schools, including Marshall, including Old Dominion and Southern Miss, you would expect then an announcement that they're going sooner rather than later, probably somewhere mid to late February would make sense. I mean, we'll certainly, you know, keep on top of it and let you know. But you would think because of scheduling for football coming up.
Well, but Bob, you mentioned lawyers. And when lawyers come up, precedent comes up, right? They didn't stick it to the American teams when they left. So why do they think they're going to stick it to these three?
Well, here's what I expect. Here's what I think probably is going on. I think all the parties involved know what the quote-unquote cost, the exit fee is if you leave in 2 years. And you know what the exit fee is going to be if you leave early. So it's a matter of, and if that's contractual, then that's the way it is. And it's a matter of whether you're willing to pony up the money to get out.
And speaking of contracts, sources are telling us, too, you know, some of these schools, whether it's a legitimate move or not, that some of the schools that are staying in Conference USA want Southern Miss to be punished by taking the conference baseball tournament away. Mm-hmm. We're being told that that is a contract that is set in stone.
Correct.
And in order for the conference to pull that away from Southern Miss, you talk about lawyers.
Yeah, I would.
Yeah, but they would have to. They'd have to reimburse all this stuff. I mean, they'd have to reimburse travel. They'd have to reimburse hotels.
Yeah, I don't think that.
There's no way they're going to pull that off. And the other component. Go ahead, Bob.
I was just going to say, my advice to the other schools when it comes to baseball like that is don't poke the bear. You know, you're going to have to play them somewhere for a conference championship. But I hear what you're saying, Luke, and I think you're right. I don't think Conference USA is going to do that. I think they've got a contract, my guess is. I think there are contracts about the exits, and I think it's just a matter of do you want to pay now or do you want to pay later?
But that's the thing. Like, that's the great part about it. Like, we don't have to pay them anything. We lose out on them paying us. But, I mean, we were going to have to lose two seasons anyway, so we might as well move it up. Even if you tick everybody off, you're only going to miss 1 year of bowl revenue because you would get Sunbelt revenue for 2022-2023, and that's the most important.
And the problem with Conference USA has always been they don't have any nerve to do anything.
Well, needless to say, next week could be very interesting, and we will cover every detail and bring it to you. We'll have Heath Hinton on the show Monday. We've got Jack Duggan scheduled for Tuesday. Going to have a little baseball preview.
Coach Spoon going to be on the show
Coach
next week.
Coach Spoon next week. And, of course, we will keep you up to date on the developments with Conference USA. All right, that wraps it up for this week. We'll be back Monday at 1 o'clock. We hope you will, too. Until then, Southern Miss.
To the top.
To the top.
I want to fly like an eagle.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.